Give me a second to switch out here. Okay, Justin Knight.
Here.
Sam Strain.
Here.
John Allison.
Here.
Jake Moss.
Here.
Matt Brown.
Here. Wait. What? All right. Thanks, everyone, for joining. This is our first organizational meeting for the Infrastructure Committee. I sent the agenda items out last week to Margaret. She forwarded those out, so this should be a fairly short meeting. We wanted to give everybody the opportunity for the first agenda item to confirm or elect the chairman. So with no further ado, I will entertain a motion at this point.
This Sam Strain, Mr. Chairman, if you don't mind, I'd like to nominate Matt Brown for chairman of this committee.
Okay. We have Matt Brown.
Second.
Okay, we've got a second.
Is that Jake Moss?
All right. So we've got a motion on the floor and a second. Margaret, will you call the roll?
Justin Knight. Or do you want me to get you last since your chair?
I'm sorry? Nobody made a motion.
Justin Knight.
Yes.
Sam Strain.
Yes.
John Allison.
Yes.
Jake Moss.
Yes.
Matt Brown.
Aye. All right. With that, we have Matt Brown as our new chairman.
I think this is Knight. I appreciate the confidence that members shown me. I appreciate being selected as chairman. I do certainly hope that y'all will please bear with me this meeting and the next meetings to come, because obviously there's a little bit to learn here. And I apologize. I was trying to bring up the agenda for tonight's subcommittee meeting. I'm having trouble figuring out which email it was in for the next point on the agenda. Does anyone have that handy?
I think the list of the 2021 roads was the only other item on the agenda.
Okay. I did have a question. I think just not interpolated that, or another member could answer. I did see the road resurfacing list, and it was color coded, but I didn't see what the colors meant. I didn't know if anybody could speak as to that.
I had a question on.
But go ahead, question. Sorry, just a string.
I'm sorry, this was Sam. I had some questions on that myself, Matt, and I wondered, was there anyone here from the road department that could respond to those questions?
There is not anyone from the road department here this evening.
Could I make a motion then that I have a couple of concerns, like Randy said, with his committee too. I think we need to have a meeting scheduled for next month. And I'd also like to make a motion, I guess maybe I shouldn't do two at the same time, but I think we should meet at least every month or once a month for the next 2 years here until we find out if we're going to be reelected or not. We need to be responsible about doing our job on the Infrastructure Committee, and I think we couldn't do that with less than one meeting a month.
Just a strain, just so we have a clear vote and everything, would you like to make one of the motions first and then make the other motion second? We'll just vote one after the other.
Okay, why don't I just make a motion that that this committee meet at least every month for the next 2 years?
All right. 15 seconds. And Mr. Murphy may chime in. My understanding is the chairman of subcommittees can still vote, and if so, I would definitely second Justice Strang's motion. I think that I know that I've heard from constituents that one issue they've had is that they would like to see the infrastructure committee meet more often, and I personally think that meeting, having a set meeting once a month, less than except if there's nothing going on and we decide to cancel, I think that would be a good way to do it. So I definitely second the motion. Any other discussion?
Quick point.
Just
quick
point of order.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. This is Justice Pearson. I just had a quick point of order. I'm not sure if it's appropriate for the chair to second motions that are on the table. May need a clarification on that, though.
Yeah, typically, Justice Brown, a chair will not second a motion. And typically, the chair usually will vote at the end and vote on any ties that are present. But you're able to vote whenever you'd like, just to let people know where you stand. But typically, a second would need to come from within the committee itself.
That being the case, I guess I'll withdraw my second. And would anyone else like to second the motion?
I'll second.
Justice Moss, I think. All right. I'll go ahead and call the roll.
To have this as a standing committee for the next 2 years?
Correct.
As a standing committee meeting, right?
Correct. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes.
Chairman Brown, could I ask something?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, this is Justice Allison. I'm just wondering, does this cost money to the county if we don't have any business to discuss and we're meeting just to meet? Is that going to be an issue? Are we going to be costing the money? It's costing the county money that's unnecessary.
Yes. Could I answer that? I think that is accurate if we did not have... any business to discuss, but it would cost. It would cost what they would pay us. But I guess I'm of the opinion that there's plenty for us to deal with. The roads committee, I think, or the roads department has the second largest budget in the county. There's a lot of things going on, so it seems like we could, if we're doing our jobs correctly, there certainly should be a lot of things we're dealing with. Well, anyway, that's just my comment.
Any other discussion from the committee?
This is Justice Hagan. So I guess from experience, if I can just interject here, I'm not sure that making a motion to have a standing committee is necessary. I really think it's at the purview of the chair. And if the chair literally thinks that there is business to discuss every month, he can call a meeting every month, and that may be what the committee, chooses to do. But to Justice Allison's point, if there's a month that there's not particular, items that need to be discussed, it does save the county money, and it's fiscally responsible not to hold a meeting if unnecessary. So, you do it as you please. I can just tell you from my experience, I call a meeting whenever we need one, and if there's not a need for a meeting 1 month out of six, then let's save the taxpayers a little bit of money. Just my input.
Justice Higgins, if I could ask a question, maybe you'd ask Justice. My understanding, I think that's a very real concern too, because obviously we don't want to waste, we don't want to be foolish with our money. If the committee meeting is held, like for example, on before the ordinary court meeting, or is held in conjunction with another subcommittee meet, well, I guess we're actually the court meeting, there's no additional per diem, isn't that correct? So it won't cost the taxpayers anything extra?
For any committee member that is already at a committee, that is correct. So in your case, you're on the finance committee, so you would be compensated for the finance committee for the per diem for that. And then if you were to have an infrastructure meeting later that night, there would be no additional cost. So just like as it is tonight. So same for me. I'm on the budget finance committee. If I call a courts and public safety committee, I'll only receive the per diem one time. The cost would be for those that aren't already on a committee that come in specially for the infrastructure.
What happens to regular park board meeting? Is there
I believe the per diem is covered that night as well under the forum court meeting.
So, for example, if forum court set for 6:30 and the committee met at 6, we wouldn't be costing the taxpayer any infrastructure.
I believe that is correct.
Okay. Mr. Murphy, to ask your question, in terms of the point that Justice Higgins raised, is this an item that is better handled through the committee making the motion or something that's in the purview of the chair in terms of setting standing meeting?
Typically, it's been within the purview of the chairperson to establish the time for the committee to meet. With the budget and finance, for example, that's the committee that meets generally most often. It's a standing committee. However, when there is not business to be conducted, like last month, for instance, normally a notice will go out to all the members to cancel that standing committee date. So I would say that's really something that the chairperson has scheduled those times and scheduled them either a week before or the same evening of the quorum court.
I was debating maybe I should amend my motion or just withdraw it, but I was wondering if I just want to make sure that we have enough meetings to cover the business at hand, and so maybe I should just withdraw mine and or just say that we should have a monthly meeting at the discretion of the chair, maybe, or just withdraw it, I suppose.
Justice Strange, this is Justice Kenner. Just a comment. You could always withdraw. Well, if you didn't want to make the motion and the chair wasn't meeting at your liking, you could always bring it back up at some point. And then just another note that I believe last year, I don't remember the exact number that we have budgeted for quorum court meetings, but typically in a year we've got a set amount that we have budgeted for all committee meetings and all forum court meetings. And I know last year I don't think we were that close to it. So I believe there's a lot of flexibility on how many court meetings you can hold and not blow the budget. So just a couple comments.
Justice Strain, could I speak? Justice Strain, I admire your what you're trying to do here, but I feel very comfortable in knowing that Matt Brown, Justice Brown, sorry, Matt, he has expressed interest in holding more meetings, and that makes me feel good as a court member, so I think your withdrawal will probably be the appropriate decision.
Justice Strain, if I could chime in, I think that it would be the inclination of the chair. I think that you hit the nail on the head in terms of what of my opinion on the matter is, which is that the infrastructure is number two on a very short list of the most important things in this county, and it does have the time it needs to have devoted to it, and that I think that through regular meetings we can ensure that happens. And even if a meeting may just be a very quick 10-minute, someone just gives a quick presentation on this is what happened this month, this is how many miles of road we resurfaced, or anything like that. I know that as a member, before I became a justice, of watching the forum court meetings, and then now the meetings we've had since I've rolled on, I have really appreciated the spreadsheet that the sheriff's office
puts out just to keep us apprised of, this is the number of arrests we had this month. This is the number of people we've had in Unit 2. Or the documentation Mr. Sampson puts out, this was our collections last month, this was the projected. And I know that I would certainly hope that we could get into a position to have something similar with infrastructure, even if it's just something as simple as this is how many miles of road we chip sealed this month. This is how many roads we graded. So I guess just to say, if it makes you feel better, I think the inclination of the chair is to try to A, have more regular meetings, and B, have those on the night, the core important meetings, so that we are not costing the taxpayer anything in doing that. Because obviously, the last thing in the world I would want to do is to schedule a meeting where nothing happens solely to get an extra $125 per diem, whatever it is. That's not the way I'm going to do things. That would be my inclination.
Justice Strain, this is John Austin again. I wasn't against meeting or anything like that. And I understand what you're saying. I respect your opinion there. I just want to make sure that we weren't tying ourselves to meetings that would cost the county money that unnecessarily.
Maybe I don't know if
it's... Yes, I agree. Could I respond to John, please?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I just wanted to say I really am comfortable with Matt's leadership on this committee. And I wouldn't have nominated him otherwise. And because of that, I think I'm just going to withdraw this motion, and we'll see how it goes. And I think at least we've expressed the concern, and so everybody has it in their mind, and I think that should be good enough for now. So if I could bring up the other half, I was just going to say that I think since we've got this document that shows all the roads and we have several questions about that, that maybe for our next scheduled meeting, we should have a representative from the road department here to answer some of those questions.
What is the process on, as a committee, are we permitted to ask a representative of the road department just to kind of, give us an overview or be able to answer questions at the next committee meeting?
I think you stated it perfectly right there. You are permitted to ask the road department I would think Mr. Ledbetter would be the person that you probably would want to speak with. One of the issues with Mr. Ledbetter is my understanding is, I think on at least the second Tuesday of every month, he serves on the Conway City Council, and so their meetings are occurring usually about the same time that our meetings are. I don't know about the third Tuesday of every month, but yes, the proper thing to do would be to ask Mr. Ledbetter to attend, and unlike the powers that the United States Congress has, we can't force an employee to come, but we can certainly ask.
Okay. I think Justice Strain, I think I agree with what you're saying. I think that's a good idea, and I would certainly be very interested in extending that out to Mr. Ledbetter, or if he has a deputy, or just anyone who can just come and talk with us, especially considering that I think 4/5 of the committee is all new justices. I think that would be very helpful to us. And I know that not only for me, but I know that I also have some constituents contact me and the same questions of just wanting to know what's going on, what are we spending money on. So I think that is a good idea. Justice Strain, did you have a motion as to that proposed road document?
They freeze.
Justice Strain, are you able to hear us?
I'm sorry, my microphone kept going in and out. It's kind of funny. I just say I'm not sure we need a motion, but if that needs to be a motion, I'll certainly put it that way. If it's,
Chairman Brown, can I ask anybody present who knows what those color codes mean, if that's what we're asking about? Is there anybody on the call that knows what those color codes mean on top?
Yeah, I would agree. That's a good question.
Give me 1 second. Let me look at it real quick. Are we talking about the blue and the green color?
There's not a legend on the chart. I think Mark Lett better created that, but there's not a legend with this one. The road foreman would send out a monthly update as to how many roads were paved, how many were chip sealed, any new bridges or culverts were put in. That was a normal monthly update, whether or not there was a committee called or not.
Chairman?
Yes. This is Jerry Boyer. I'm looking for the documents that you're talking about. I think it referenced two roads, Bannister Road and Beaver Fork Road. Is that correct?
I know, Justice Boyer, there was a document submitted. It's got a list of probably about 30 or 40 roads. Just titled road names, and then the file was a candidate for overlay, I believe.
Exactly. I think there were two highlighted roads, Bannister Road and Beaver Fork Road. Well, actually, Beaver Fork Road is in District 12, which is who I serve. Well, I just took the wrong road over to Beaver Fork Road, and I realized they're actually working on Beaver Fork Road. So it's highlighted to indicate work that's being in process. I think it even has a lot being in progress. I think Bannister, something like this. Whose district is Bannister Road in? Anybody know whose district Bannister Road is?
Randy Higgins. It'll be in Randy.
Margaret is suggesting that it might be in Justice Higgins' district.
Okay. Well, perhaps if Justice Higgins is still on the air, on the line, and Bannister Road is his district, maybe he could give you some enlightenment. And I can assure you that work is being performed on Beaver Fork Road. Thank you.
Thank you, Justice Warren. That does make a lot more sense. I see now that you're talking about that those two roads on the list were highlighted.
And Justice Brown, if I had to guess, the highlighted might also mean that those are state aid roads, which means those are roads in which we get funding in part from the state of Arkansas. So that might also be part of that key. But I would suggest, rather than guessing, we might be better off waiting for Mr. Ledbetter to get here to explain it.
Mark mentioned them. They might check the minutes for last month as well, because Mark gave an update on those two roads last month.
Okay. I believe that takes care of our two agenda items, if I'm not mistaken. And again, I apologize, folks, I don't have the agenda right here in front of me. I can find it. Is there any other business before the committee, any of the committee members wants to bring up? All right, hearing none, is there any comments or anything that any of the other justices want to bring up? All right, hearing none, is there any, I know there was some discussion before about members of the public. I don't know if we have any members of the public are on the line, but to the extent we do, I would, of course, invite any comment from the public. Hearing none, and I apologize to y'all. I just thought of one thing, one question I have, and I'd like to float this to the committee and to the, I guess, Mr. Murphy, maybe your office, I don't know, or liaison for the judge's office. Do we have access to any kind of an official county road map? Just, is there any map out there that can show, especially us new justices, essentially, like, if we have a road, can we quickly determine, okay, this road belongs to the county? No, this road belongs to the city.
anything of that nature?
The easy answer is no. We don't have a map, at least not one that's readily available. Most of the county offices have a contract with a software provider, and that's usually who we use with the sheriff's office, the assessor's office, to look at property within the county and roads. Honestly, it's something that we're trying to update currently so that we have a master list of all the county roads, but currently there is not just one list with all the roads, and we don't have one map with all the county roads. So that's a work in progress.
Okay. Because I know that's definitely something I'd be interested in, just in terms of course, my district is about 95% in the city, but I'm also on the border of the city, and so I have a few roads, like, for example, I think it's Madison Road, Madison Lane. I would just be curious to kind of see where does the city's part in, where does the county's pick up? No questions of that, because as I have constituents, be able to, you know, point them in the right direction, and they call me complaining about a pile or something.
Yeah. So as far as the separation from the county to the city, that's a little bit easier because the annexations don't happen that often. We probably have, you know, about a dozen a year. But if you'd like a map of the county and where the city borders are, honestly, let me work on it. Let me see what I can find. And I'll work with the Office of Emergency Management. I think they're still printing most of our maps, and I'll see what they can provide for us and get that to you.
Well, that would be greatly appreciated. I think it would help out because, of course, you know, we all understand there's city roads, there's county roads, there's state highways, but it would be helpful. I know, at least for me, because I do have a little bit of that overlap, and so it's kind of confusing on who has what. But yeah, I would greatly appreciate that. Thank you, sir. If there's no other business before the committee, I would certainly entertain a motion to adjourn.
Yeah.
Oh, Justice Moss, is that you?
Yes.
All right, motion to adjourn in a second.
I second.
All right.
I second that.
Mr. Murphy, there's no vote on the motion to adjourn, correct?
That's correct.
All right, and we'll be adjourned until the next meeting to set myself up on notice. Thank you, gentlemen.